FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
This episode of the Financial Survival Network is brought to you in part by Sandstorm Gold Royalties. Sandstorm Gold Royalties is a different kind of gold company. They purchase royalties on select mining operations and receive a percentage of the revenue in return. Sandstorm now has a portfolio of over 185 gold royalties around the world. See how gold royalties differ from other gold mining investments at sandstormgold.com. That's sandstormgold.com. Sandstorm Gold Royalties trades on the TSX as SSL and on the New York Stock Exchange American as SAND.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's 1/19/19, a very mysterious day. I am here in Vancouver at the Mining Investors Forum. Incredible companies here. I think the main requirement for these companies is that they're solvent and they have a good amount of money in the bank. So if there is another downturn in the market, at least they'll be around to talk about it. And in any event, as always, we invite you to write and reach out. I'm going to be doing a show just dedicated to your questions probably in the next week or so once I get back from Vancouver to beautiful, sunny South Florida. So that said, we've got our good friend Jordan Roy Byrne with us, thedailygold.com. Jordan, welcome back.
Hey, Kerry. Real pleasure to be with you. Thanks so much for having me back.
As always. So we're here in not so beautiful Vancouver. Vancouver is a place you really want to be in the summer to spend quality time, but we're having fun looking at these miners. What is your thought overall of this crop of sponsors in this show?
Well, I haven't specifically looked at all of the companies here as a whole, but I will say for the Metals Investor Forum in general, obviously I'm biased because I'm a speaker here, but if you're looking for early stage winners, early stage exploration stocks that have a chance to be 5, 10, maybe even 20 baggers, I really believe that this conference compared to the other ones has had more companies compared to all the other ones, because I've been speaking for several years, and I mean there's ones that I don't want to name any names, but there's several that come to mind that have had huge moves higher. I mean, well, more recently Great Bear Resources is one that I remember learning about it I want to say more than a year ago, and I mean that's, they've had a lot of drilling success. They've made a massive move higher. I mean, I've learned about this when it was at the bottom before, as it was just getting started. And I mean, anybody who got in at the bottom, I mean, they've made massive profits. I mean, depending on how, I mean, you probably in that stock, you probably wouldn't have had to invest that much to make six figures. And that doesn't always happen. So I think this conference does a better job than the other conferences of getting a group of companies where you are going to find, you know, within a group of 20 or 30 companies, you are going to find a couple that are going to hit, that are going to be big exploration winners. They are going to make an important discovery and make a massive move higher. So that's what I like about this conference.
Yeah, and I agree with that. The quality of the companies overall is higher. There seems to be a certain threshold that they have to meet in order to be here, not just having a promising project, but being well capitalized enough to actually wind up completing that project. Now, I was just listening to your discussion, your talk here at the show, and you believe, you make an argument that there's probably one more leg down, and then what's going to happen?
And then we're finally going to see a real bull market in precious metals.
Okay. And so this leg down, I mean, we're not like that high up anyway. Gold closed around 1282. Silver is in the mid 15s. How much lower is it going to go from here?
I don't think that much lower, Kerry. I'm more focused on the stocks when I'm looking at when I'm speaking about one leg lower. Obviously, if I'm right about the miners, the GDX, the GDXJ, that's what I'm looking at. So obviously, if they have a leg lower, gold and silver are probably going to move lower. I don't really have any targets in mind. I'm not expecting anything that drastic. I'm seeing a lot of similarities to the way the miners looked in early to the middle of 2015. And what happened, if you recall, they had a decline in the summer. It wasn't small, but it wasn't big either. And then a lot of stocks started to bottom and base for a while. And then we had a false move lower at the beginning of January. And then, of course, a huge bull market because it didn't last long enough, but we had a huge move higher. So I'm looking for, I'm not thinking that we're going to see an exact replica of that, but I see a lot of similarities to the way the charts were looking before we had that decline in 2015 and where we are right now. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's, you know, maybe it only lasts, you know, 2 months, maybe it lasts 4 months. I really don't know, but I'm not that concerned about it. I'm not, you know, particularly bearish in the big picture aside from that, because, you know, Carrie, as you know, as I mentioned, we're getting close to the Fed shifting its policy and cutting rates. And based on the historical data I've looked at, that is a catalyst for numerous bull markets in the gold stocks. And if not a bull market, at least a strong move higher for a little while. I mean, I think it is going to be the catalyst for a new bull market in precious metals. And we're not that far away from it. I think we're going to see the start of it sometime this year. So, what, you know, one leg lower, I'm not that worried about it. And then we could be, you know, setting up for a new bull market to begin.
Interesting. You know, the behavior, at least in the spot price of gold, is, you know, it takes a hit $10, $12, sometimes as much as 20 in a day. And then within 2-3 days, it's recovered all the losses from that big down day. And that reminds me of back in 2008-09 when it began its meteoric rise. I mean, it already was up substantially. It hit 1,000, then the crash came down to 720 was its low. And then the real rally started and it went up to 1900. And you'd see these days where you would get a big loss and then it'd be erased almost immediately. We're kind of seeing that here too, aren't we?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of accumulation. And to your point, you know, something I love to look at is gold's relative strength. How is it performing relative to the stock market, relative to foreign currencies? Another way to look at that is just gold multiplied by the dollar. And that chart, I believe, in the last couple of weeks hit a 20-month high. So gold relative to foreign currencies is very strong. It's showing a slight positive divergence. Gold against the stock market, it broke its downtrend recently. And that's really the key for me moving forward. You know, the stock market has had this great rally. Let's see in the next couple months, you know, how gold acts relative to the stock market. I think eventually it's going to outperform the stock market. We're going to see a new uptrend there. It's just a question of, you know, is that going to continue over the next couple months? Is that relationship going to be kind of sideways or neutral for the next couple months? Because in the last several months, you know, we have seen a sharp uptick in gold relative to the stock market. And when that in terms of gold makes its next leg higher, you know, that is a great signal for when a bull market is getting ready to begin. So that's a huge key for me. How is gold performing in relative terms? It's been very good the last couple months. You know, when is that going to continue and kind of make its second leg higher? I'm anticipating that at some point this year.
And another thing that we're seeing, which we also saw in 2008-09, is all of these non-gold oriented investors, big people, saying, you know, I got to take another look at gold. I think it's important to have some. And they're starting to move into the space. That's a positive trend as well.
Yeah, we are seeing accumulation from generalist investors and those who don't normally look at precious metals. And if you look at your investment options, as far as conventional assets, stocks and bonds, you're not going to make any real inflation adjusted gains in those areas. I mean, I think looking at the data, expected returns for stocks and bonds are, you know, maybe 2-3% or 4% a year over the next 10 years. And I mean, that's just nominal return, Carrie. That's not even taking into account inflation. So that's just not going to help anyone. So conventional assets are extremely expensive. And what you see is big generalist investors, they're starting to look at precious metals a little bit. And they're also looking at, you know, private assets. Because as I said, stocks and bonds, you're really not going to get a good return over the next decade. I mean, aside, you know, gold is obviously one of those areas people should look into. I mean, historically speaking, precious metals are extremely cheap relative to other asset classes. I mean, it sounds kind of ridiculous to say, but if you look at some data, they're not that much more expensive than they were in like 1970 or 2000. So,
yeah, inflation adjusted. So your thinking is that the Fed is going to have to cut rates because we're heading to a recession. We see a leveling off of the yield curve, which is always an indicator. And we've seen employment numbers peak, or peak low unemployment, peak unemployment, you know, 3.8% supposedly. So all of this is pointing to lower rates.
Absolutely. Yes. I think, and, you know, and we've seen how gold acted recently when long-term bond yields, they were rising and they kind of had a false breakout, I believe above 3%, depending on which chart you're looking at, but they did break above that key level. And I think that was probably right around the time when the U.S. stock market peaked, but we've seen that rates, long-term rates were going lower as the stock market was going lower too. And I expect the same for the Fed funds rate. I mean, you know, this is what happens. The economy expands, you know, the Fed tightens policy, and then, you know, they stop tightening when they sense that the economy is going to roll over again, and then they start cutting rates. And we're at that point where, you know, they might be done hiking. Maybe they do one more hike, but I think we're going to see a cut. We're talking in January, probably in the next 12 to 15, maybe 18 months at the most. I mean, I think we're going to see a cut at some point in the not too distant future. And that is going to be huge for precious metals. And we're just, like I said in my talk, I mean, that's really the key. We're just waiting for the market to know that the Fed is done and looking to cuts, because historically that has been the catalyst for so many moves in gold stocks and also precious metals as a whole. And, you know, we're just waiting for that point. We don't know if it's going to be a couple months or 6 months, but we know that's really the next thing that we're waiting for, because we are at the end of this expansion. The leading indicators are not looking good. I mean, you mentioned employment data peaking. I mean, a lot of the data that looks good is just those are lagging indicators. I mean, the leading indicators and that type of data is not looking good. So, you know, whether we have a, you know, whether the recession is next year or it starts sometime this year or maybe later next year, I mean, we can't pinpoint it, but we know it's coming. We know the Fed is basically at the end of its hiking cycle and is going to cut rates. And so, you know, we can see what is coming down the line. It's just timing is just the question. Is it going to, you know, is gold going to move in a couple months or 6 months or 8 months? We don't know, but you know, I'm going to be watching everything carefully and try and pinpoint it exactly.
All right. Well, hey, we appreciate your stopping by to chat with us, Jordan. TheDailyGold.com. Just tell us what's available there now.
TheDailyGold.com. You can find all of my work. I have a lot of free info out. I do a lot of videos. I do a lot of interviews like this. You can get those there. I also have a premium service. You can go to TheDailyGold.com/premium, where we focus on picking the best junior mining and junior exploration companies in precious metals. And I'd love to have any of your listeners as a subscriber. And again, I have a lot of free work at thedailygold.com.
Yeah, and it's well worth your effort and your attention. Go take a look at it. Hey, any questions or comments, just send us an email, kl@carrylutz.com. If you're listening to this on YouTube or through the podcast, then please subscribe, like, and share. Really helps me a lot when you do that. Helps get the message out to the program. Share it with somebody you think who will get something out of it, because this is the new economy. You better get ready for it now, because it'll be here before you know it. Anyway, that's it for today, and you'll be getting more of these chats from Vancouver. I'll be here the next 4 or 5 days, as well as going to the Vancouver Resource Investment Conference. Jordan, thanks so much for coming on. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks so much for having me, Carrie. It's great to catch up.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.